Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archstop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hi, my name is Jeremy. How are you?
Doing okay, Jeremy. What can I do for you today?
I just recently received one of you guys' flyers in the mail, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've had Optimum, I'm sorry, Spectrum, whatever it is, now for about 5 years. By the way, I hear myself back on your end.
I'm so sorry about that. Is
It's okay.
it a little bit
Okay, it's
better?
gone. Yeah, no, it's gone now. Sorry. But yeah, no, we've had this service for a while now, and I've actually had nothing but issues for over a month and a half. I've had 12 technicians out to my house, and they still haven't fixed the issue yet. Now, I'm a professional streamer, and this is how I make money. I need my internet service to
Absolutely.
be like sustainable, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Right now, it's the most unstable connection known to man, and I've literally had 12 people out here over the span of a month, and they haven't fixed it yet.
Oh my
So
goodness.
basically, I'm wondering what you guys have to offer, if you're even available at my address, you
Yeah, I'd
know.
be more than happy to take a look and see when we'd be able to get service to your address.
Okay.
What's your service
I
address, please?
Yep, it is 14 Grant Street. That is Grant, Grant, and that is Kingston, New York.
12411.
Yeah. Okay, you're from Kingston. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're actually headquartered in Kingston.
Okay, I'm not sure. Everything is usually corporate, and you're not normally talking to somebody local, so.
Yeah, no, we're actually that's actually something we take pride on is the fact that we're all locals.
Awesome, perfect. So you probably are aware of how what the service issue is with Spectrum, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, personally, I don't have Spectrum because over in Dutchess, we have like
I
Optimum.
gotcha.
So
Yep.
it was kind of rough there for a while, but
I
it
had
does show.
Optimum when I lived over in Hyde Park. Anyways, go on.
Yeah. And I mean, Optimum even lately, like back in 2007, they were great. I've had no issues with them until about 3 years ago. So now that Archstop's in the area, I'm excited and I'm happy and, I can't wait for fiber. But it does show that our in-service date would be the end of September.
Okay. Now so my question is because there isn't fiber here now that I'm aware of, how would that work? Because you guys are advertising fiber, correct?
Yes. So we've actually been doing a lot of construction. I don't know if you've been seeing our trucks or anything.
Okay.
But we've been doing a lot of construction with micro trenching and getting the cables down into the ground so that we can have a smoother experience with our provisioning of internet. So
Okay.
we do have a lot of construction that's been going on. We've got Socrates, Kingston, Red Hook, Rhinebeck. I'm pretty sure we've already started on Red Hook, but we're in those major areas right now, and we're still expanding as we're going. So right now, our in-service date is showing as the 25th of September for
That's
your
actually not
address.
bad. So, but here's my question, because I really don't want to have to change things. I will. You guys don't offer any cable packages, correct? You're just
No, we
internet
only
right now?
offer internet and phone.
Right, okay. So if I were to, because I'm supposed to have another tech here within the next, well, actually, I'm supposed to have somebody call me within 24 hours from them, and that hasn't happened yet. So,
I mean, I've heard horror stories about Spectrum.
it's, and I'm not joking when I've had 12, when I say I've had 12 techs here, I'm not
Oh,
even
I believe it
exaggerating that that's where
100%.
we're at.
Absolutely, because I take
Like,
my gaming seriously too.
yeah, well, that the thing is that's my job. Like, that's
Yeah,
actually how
exactly.
I
You
make my
rely
money.
on it.
Like, I don't know repeatedly how many times I've specified this to them, and I'm like to the point where I literally
It's
threatened
like,
them this
if you
morning
can't
about
give me
suing
the
them.
internet, how am I supposed to make money to pay you guys? That's what I keep
Yeah, and
reiterating.
they offered me a $10 credit, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll just take that and wipe my ass with it. Like, what do
Right?
you like?
Like, what's $10 gonna
$10.
do?
I haven't
Come
had
out here and
internet for
fix the
over a month.
issue.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to vent to you.
No, it's completely understandable. But I completely understand where you're coming from because it's like, oh yeah, what's a $10 savings gonna do? It's not gonna help me make my money that I'm supposed to be paying you guys anyway.
Yeah. Anyways,
Plus,
I'm supposed to be having somebody come out. Basically, what I'm getting at is this offer I have in the mail. It says limited time gig internet is what it doesn't say anything about the upload, and that's really what I'm concerned with.
Oh yeah, no worries.
I
so actually, the upload
12.
I can actually explain that. So the upload speed is symmetrical. So whereas cable provides you only like 35 megabytes per second, we actually provide gig upload.
Okay.
So your streaming is going to be flawless at that point because you're not going to have a delay in it.
Yeah, and right now I'm paying for 40, and I'm literally, so my issue is, it's not that I don't have internet at all. I have a 0.87 upload speed.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much you know about Twitch or kilobytes a second and what the requirements are, but I need 8,000 in order to stream.
Yeah, because I Twitch stream, too.
And I'm barely getting 1,000 kilobytes a second on OBS.
Oh my gosh.
All under network. It's not my system. It's nothing like that.
No, exactly, because OBS Studio is really, really good. I actually use that on my laptop
I've never had an issue with my PC with this until recently, so I know it. And it specifies in OBS that it's network, not...
That
is
not the update or anything like that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no,
so,
I completely understand that.
So if I could schedule something, my only question is if... by chance this gets fixed because our other, like if I'm getting rid of Spectrum, I'm also getting rid of cable.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to deal with them at all. If I'm getting rid of them, I've had it. But basically if I were to schedule this appointment now and God forbid they fixed everything within the next couple of days, am I liable for holding on to this appointment or installation? Okay. Just in case.
So we don't do any contracts. There's no cancellation fees.
Okay.
What you pay for is literally what you get. Like you don't pay a cent more. So like right now, our promotion for the 1 gig, for example, is $69.99 if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing. That's valid for 2 years. There's no contract on that. So you can cancel service at any time.
Okay. Now, as far as like routers and modems go, you guys provide all that with services and everything. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
We
don't charge a rental fee like some companies do.
Yeah, so that's just what I was gonna ask. Can I ask the quality of your router, because I actually have my own and was wondering if that's something you guys support as customers using their own routers.
So we do actually support customers using their own router if they want to. We don't typically recommend it because we do have a back-end system that allows us to troubleshoot on our end if there's anything going on with the router. If you're supplying your own router, we won't have the access to that back-end system to troubleshoot
if anything goes wrong. Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. So basically, I think I would definitely like to schedule an installation.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm over Spectrum at this point. It's been over a month. 12 plus technicians, and I called and spoke to an actual corporate supervisor on Friday. Not that this is here nor there for you, I called to a corporate supervisor on Friday, and they assured me that somebody would be from the quote-unquote field technician field office contacting me within 24 hours. Well, I called and spoke to that same supervisor last night, Tuesday night, still no phone call. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's like a joke at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard horror stories. I also knew somebody who used to work for them back when they were still Time Warner, and then they were working when it all switched over, and she left because it went really bad.
Oh, I'm 35 years old. Not that I'm old, but I had Time Warner cable back
you're
when
actually
Time
my
Warner
age.
Cable was Time Warner. And I loved Time Warner Cable. I never had an issue with Time Warner Cable.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden Spectrum took over, and now it's nothing but issues.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm a year younger than you, so I completely understand.
Anyways, so you said end of September?
Yes, we're looking at the 25th.
Okay.
I don't have the calendar in front of me.
So
the 25th would be 2 Wednesdays from now.
Okay. Now, would that also be a date that I could have you said in-service date, so I would be able to have somebody out on the 25th?
Yeah, that's the earliest
awesome.
Date that you would be able to get service to your location.
Perfect. I work until noon on Wednesdays, so anytime after 12 works for me.
Perfect. We have a 1 p.m. and a 3 p.m. available, typically on any days.
Okay, can we go with I have a dog also, and I work at a doggy daycare, and I don't want to rush her. She's been sick.
Oh yeah, no
Can we
worries.
do the 3 p.m.?
Yeah, we'll
Yeah.
do that once we get through the rest of the process. I do have a
Oh,
few
right.
questions
Sorry.
for you.
Of
I do want
course.
to gather your information so we can set up the
I
account.
got you.
Also, how do you feel about a credit check? Because we do a soft credit check. It doesn't tell us anything other than whether a deposit is required or not. If you don't want to do the credit check, we can skip that, but it would automatically require a $50 deposit.
No, we can do a credit check. That's fine. It would be a $50 deposit either if I need one anyway. It would just be 50. Okay. Yeah, sure. I'm probably going to need it because I was recently divorced, and yeah, let's just say my credit's been the shit since, so.
Oh yeah, I completely understand that one too. I have three kids, so I mean, I completely understand on that. And how quickly your score can go down.
Anyways, doubtful, but it's possible.
Okay, so did you want to go with the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
What would the price difference be?
So it's a $20 difference. So the 1 gig is normally $79.99. The 2 gig is $99.99. With the auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, it gives you that $10 discount. So instead of the 1 gig would be $69.99, or the 2 gig would be $89.99.
What? You know what? I can't. If I were to upgrade it later on, it would be a different price than the 89, though, or is that the
No,
promotional price?
it would still apply with the promotional with the auto pay.
Okay. Because I'll be honest, I just want to see if it works.
Oh
And then if
yeah,
it works, I'll
absolutely.
more than likely upgrade to the 2 gig.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely go ahead and do that. And you said no on the phone service, right?
Yeah, we don't need home phone.
Okay.
We use cell phones for everything.
Yeah, I mean that's what I do. I
Yeah.
used to have a home phone, and then my kid almost dialed 911. I was like, yep, nope, okay, these are going away.
Yep. I had a niece that did that once. We didn't
Oh
know
yeah.
it, and police showed up at our house, ambulances, everything. She was 4. It was fantastic.
Oh, I believe it. That must have been a wonderful day. I mean, I'm sure she probably got excited with all the lights and sirens.
We joke about it to her all the time. She doesn't appreciate
Oh yeah. I mean, that's something that I would never let live down either, so. Now, do you own or rent the property?
We own.
Okay. And then how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Is it coming over through the air, or is it buried under the ground?
Above ground.
Okay. And is your
So
billing
over there,
address
yeah.
different than your service address?
Nope, same.
Okay. All right, Jeremy. And what is your last name, please?
It's Gilly. It's Gilli.
Okay. And the best email for you, please.
Blackhawks with an S at the end, 7628 at Gmail.
Perfect. All right, so I'm going to spell that back to you. It's BLACKHAWKS7628 at gmail.com. Perfect. All right, and what is the primary phone number that you'd like on the account, please?
Area code 607-316-5804.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number that you'd like on the account?
Yes.
And what would that be, please?
Area code 516-884-1535.
Perfect. And how did you want us to contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Is this for just
So I definitely recommend the text messaging because it's the least like promotional thing. But we also offer phone. But for text messaging, when it comes to opting in for the text messages. We only notify you through text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive those messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text, and we only use that for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you want to authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call, but message and data rates may apply depending on your carrier.
Yeah, I'll just do text messaging.
Okay, yeah, it's the most straightforward, at least communication. The other thing is, like, we also do call you if ever there's any issues or if there's anything that we need to inquire about or if you reach out to us and we need to call
you back.
Right, okay. Okay, so now we're getting up to that credit check section. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check or did you want to skip it?
Yeah, no, we can do the credit check. That's fine.
Okay. All right, perfect. Give me one moment as I pull it up. So if you do hear some extended moments of silence, I do apologize.
What was that?
Oh, I was saying if you hear any extended moments of silence, I apologize. It's just me trying to get into the system.
No worries. Just trying to think if I should just call Spectrum when we're done on the phone and tell them I'm just having somebody else come in and provide services or just...
No, so actually, what we recommend is not saying anything yet because we want you to stay connected until we have our services installed.
Right, okay.
Because God forbid they cancel out the service like days before you need it, and then you're kind of SOL at that point because you're going to need the internet to still work. All right, and let's go ahead and pull that up.
And I just wanted to verify you took down Grant with a T.
Yes, so G-R-A-N-T. T as in Thomas.
Got it. Everyone always confuses it, and, like, especially for, like, food deliveries, they always go to Grand Street and knock on somebody's
you
door.
You know what's
and
funny?
Like, we're at the Purple House. I'm like, my house is white.
That's really funny because there was a 9 partners in Dutchess. There's 2 of them. There's one that's Lane and there's one that's Road. And they constantly sent our packages to the one that said Road instead of Lane. Oh, it was so frustrating. One day I had a floral delivery and they're like, yeah, I can't find number 37. I'm like, well, where are you? I mean, we're right between numbers this and this. And you'll see this in our driveway. And they're like, yeah, no, Are you located in, like, I think it was, like, Clinton Corners or something? I was like, no, we're in Millbrook. So
oh
it was
goodness.
Just really funny because they had the completely wrong town. So that was very, very interesting, at least. All right. And whenever you are ready, I am ready for your social. I only need it once, and I immediately click submit, and then it tells me whether a deposit is required or not.
Okay, yep. It's 066-76-0738.
Perfect. Submitting that now. So it does show that there is a deposit required.
Of course.
But I mean,
and
it's
when
not,
would you
it's
need
not
that,
terrible.
Right now or at the time of the appointment?
So it would be now. It will ask me for your information for it.
Okay. Can I ask you this? Can I actually
sure.
call back and have somebody else that lives at the residence sign up? Is that all right?
Yeah. I mean, so if you want to call back, we can definitely do that. I can, you might have to answer some of the same questions as before.
Okay. I mean, it's my girlfriend. We own the house together. I mean, I can probably give you ever all of her information aside from her social. And then when she calls, she can just provide that if that's all right.
Well, you might want to go ahead and do that when you guys are together. You just give us a call,
okay.
And we can do it that way.
No worries.
Yeah, absolutely, anytime. So we'll put a pause on this. I'll close this out for now. And then hopefully, I mean, if you want, you can also ask for me, CJ, when you call back in. So that
Yeah,
way
no, I'll
we'll
definitely ask
continue
for
off where
you.
we left off.
I'm sorry, what time are you guys open until?
So our team specifically is available throughout the day. We do have a secondary team that's open overnight as well.
Okay, so if I called back, say around 6 or 7, I would still get someone?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
Yep,
Would I
so
still get you?
however, no. I
Okay,
personally
nice.
am here till 5 today. Not that I should be divulging that information, but at least you know
No worries.
if that's
I
what
just
you wanted
figured
to
I'd
do.
try and call back and get a hold of you because I was dealing with you, but
Yeah, we
we'll.
are. I am here throughout the week though, so I mean, you're able to
All
call
right, no
me at
worries.
any time.
All right, sounds good. Sorry to waste your time, but
Oh
we'll
no,
definitely
it's not a
be.
waste at all. It's great, you know, talking to another streamer and, you know, kind of curious as to what games you play though.
Mainly just first-person shooters and whatever people want to watch. And right now, it's mainly Call of Duty, so
Yeah,
that's
Black
where
Ops
I get the
6.
most
Although I have to
viewers.
admit, I
Yeah.
do like their new Kill Command game mode.
Yes, I did appreciate it. It was very fun.
Yeah, I played the early access beta and then I also played the open beta. So that was pretty cool. I like the new mode.
Yes,
I'm
it is a
definitely a
lot of fun. I'm
Black
looking
Ops
forward to it.
person versus the Modern Warfare type thing.
Yes, it felt more like Call of Duty than what I've been playing, I would
I
say.
know,
So,
it's crazy.
but
I love the Black
okay,
Ops.
awesome.
It's always been amazing.
Right, yeah,
But yeah,
so I
so whenever you're
will.
ready, you can definitely give us a call and we'll be more than happy to go ahead and set you up.
Yeah, it'll more than likely be this week. We definitely want to get this set up because I'm tired of
Oh,
wasting my time with
absolutely.
Spectrum, like I said. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll
Of
definitely be
course,
in
Jeremy,
contact.
anytime.
Have a good rest of your day.
You as
Bye,
well, and
CJ.
thank you so much for calling our Shell Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, too.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks.